AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As the nation marks a year since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, President Biden has taken a step he says will help the nation beat the virus. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In the Oval Office, the president signed the $1.9 trillion virus relief bill that received final congressional approval yesterday.
This historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country.
The bill's $1,400 direct payments may start moving this weekend. The bill also includes extended jobless benefits, help for small businesses, and other measures Democrats said are crucial, which Republicans blasted as overreach. The signing comes hours before the president's first primetime address, in which the White House says he'll level with the nation about the pandemic, but also provide hope.
Together, we're going to get through this pandemic.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House passed two bills to require background checks on all firearm sales and transfers, and to allow an expanded 10-day review for gun purchases. Colorado Democrat Mike Thompson says this is to make sure
criminals are people who are a danger to themselves or others don't fall through the cracks and are able to get firearms without first passing the background check.
The bills face a tough fight in the Senate. A lawyer for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a woman who alleged the governor groped her declined to press charges, so the attorney reported the allegation to police. 59 state lawmakers, meantime, want Cuomo to resign as more accusers come forward. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio feels the same.
It is absolutely unacceptable. It is disgusting to me. And he can no longer serve as governor.
A charge of third-degree murder has been added against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd. Chauvin already faces second-degree murder and manslaughter charges. Jury selection continues. This is AP News. Prince William said clearly his family is not racist.
When questioned on the subject of racial bias by a reporter, Prince William defended Britain's monarchy against accusations made by his brother, Prince Harry, and sister-in-law, Meghan.
I'm very much not a racist man.
In comments made during a visit to an East London school, William became the first royal to directly address the explosive interview broadcast Sunday in the US. William was also asked if he's recently contacted his brother.
No, I haven't spoken yet, but I will do.
Buckingham Palace's statement this week following the Winfrey interview has failed to quell the rumbling controversy. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Pakistan's media regulatory agency again blocked the Chinese video service TikTok after two lawyers approached a court in the Northwest claiming the company was spreading vulgar content. In October, Pakistan blocked TikTok for 10 days. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.